Hallelujah. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. This season reminds us of the love of God. Amen? He loves us so much that He gave His only Son. You know, as believers, if God so loved us that He gave His only Son for redemptive purpose, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing, we also feel as a church, we should not make this season about us. Amen? We want to never lose the focus that is always about the people out there. So thank God, Mount Zion will be going out this Saturday to love our neighborhood and share this season with them. So if you want to join us, if you really believe this Christmas is about thinking about others like God did, we are going to meet. If you're going to go, we meet this Saturday, 3 p.m., we'll be here, and we're going to give you the strategy. We're going to go into a specific neighborhood, and we want to bless that neighborhood, and we have plans for that. Amen? Yeah. And as God opens the door, we want to share Psalms 91 with them. They should not fear in this season, but know that God loves them. Amen? Yeah. So I'm glad we ended this note, and I had to bring that. We're going to talk about it at the end, but it's just the right time to remind us love is always about giving. It's not about us. It's about redemption. Amen? So if you join us, Manzan is going out this Saturday, 3 p.m., to love a very specific neighborhood with the love of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We do that every year, and we don't want to miss it. And we want to bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Also tonight, if you're not here physically, you can join us on Facebook, because there's, I'll just call it this way. I'll be speaking to you about a burden the Lord is showing to me about this season, because a lot of people are playing hide and seek with season, and it's very dangerous. I want to talk about changing times, and I hope you'll be able to be with us to hear that. But this morning we are blessed.
Amen.
We are really blessed. You know, the Bible says, know those that labor among you. There are people God has given to us. And while we have them, we have to be very sensitive to receive the blessings God has sent them to give to us. People can have experience in the call and the mantle of God in their lives for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. But if you have somebody that has been married, has experienced marriage, has been in ministry, has experienced all kinds of situations in the world, in life, and now they are 80 years old, you want to pay attention to what they have to say. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Richard doesn't mind us talking about her age, because she doesn't look it. She looks very young.
Yes.
And it's a testimony. It's a testimony. We're blessed, and I want to use this opportunity to thank Mount Zion. We might not be many, but this house is full of sacrificial people.
Yes.
You truly loved on her yesterday. You poured out in your various ways, showed love to Pastor Rachel. You all might have known her here, but Sister Rachel has come a long way. I don't want to mention, this is on social media, so there's no need to say a whole lot. All I can tell you is she's seen it all, she's been there, but most of all, she's a woman of prayer, committed. And when the enemy fights you, the greatest battle the enemy can ever fight you is with your own blood, your children. And Sister Rachel has proven that prayer can win every battle. And her son today is the greatest testimony about who her mother is. And when he spoke yesterday, he spoke who her mother really is. If your son says that about you, you have prevailed. So I just want to invite her today to speak to us. She celebrated her birthday yesterday, and we just felt, we just want to hear what God is saying through her to us in this hour. Sister Rachel, please come. We thank God for you. I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have cause to give glory to the Lord.
Amen.
For being here today is to his glory. Pastor came here before now while we were worshiping. He talked about faith. My life has been a journey of faith. And the Bible tells us that faith is the substance. That foundation of our hope. Before you can hope for something, you have to believe that what you are hoping for, you will get it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's read our Bible. 1 Samuel. Chapter 1. I read from 13. Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. 15. And Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." 17. Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." Let's go quick to James. Chapter 5. Thank you. From 13. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry, cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save, shall heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him, heal him. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We worship you. I have no mind of my own. I have no wisdom of my own. I'm depending on you, Holy Spirit, to take over this vessel and speak through me, and give the hearer the understanding. Take over and turn around lives. To your name, glory, and to your honor, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The prayer that moved mountain. We read in 1 Samuel. This woman was sorrowful, so bitter, because of one thing. His rival is pressing her, is tormenting her. What is that in your life that is tormenting you? In that office that you are working, what is it in that school, that boy, that girl, that is telling you you cannot make it? Who is that friend that you are working with that is telling you Christianity is nothing? Just come and take this power. Go the worldly way, like Anna. But Anna knew the Lord. She come always to the church as we are, with her burden, with that sorrow, with that bitterness in her heart. She did not tell anybody. If it is me, maybe I will tell Pastor, I want to see him and tell him. Or Brother Wola, or Pastor Emmanuel, or any of us. But she came. That year, she brought her burden to the Lord. Are you afraid of coronavirus? Many are afraid. They don't go out. Many have called me. You are an elderly. You must not go out. I said, who will be cooking for me? Who will be buying my groceries? But we we trust in our God.
Uh-huh.
They trust in the chariots
uh-huh.
and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Horses have power. Chariots have power. But our God is supreme.
Amen.
Whom do you trust? In whom is your hope? At this time like this, in seasons like this, where is your hope? In the doctor? In that whatever injection? It cannot. Our hope is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth, whom all heavens and earth bow to, the Creator, who gave His word. We have sung it, we have danced it. Who has the last say over your life, over your situation? Choose this day whom you will serve. Who is your God? Anna knew God. She came to Shiloh that year. She brought her petition, her burden, to the Lord. This time around, it's not a prayer of, okay, Lord, I need you. It's like, either you give me or I die here. Prayer. That is the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith that will raise the hand of God. The prayer of faith that will stop Jesus going and said, bring that man to me. Like he did to Bartimaeus. Our faith must have a substance. And the key to that door of faith is prayer. I don't know how to pray. Just say whatever you want to say. As you are telling your daddy, Daddy, you know I want to go to school and I need $5,000 for this. Please, Daddy, get it for me. That's all. We have our Heavenly Father who hears us, who cares about us, who keeps us. Hallelujah. We really thank God. There will be a turning around. This morning, while we were praying there this morning, the Lord gave me that word. Turning around. While we were here worshiping, we sang it many times. A turning around. Bitterness to sweetness.
Hallelujah.
Failure to success.
Hallelujah.
Illness, sickness to health.
Amen.
Failure to success.
Amen.
Turning around. He turned. Anna is around. Don't just read it. Believe it. Believe it. I've tested it and found it. It is true. Many times. He has not failed me once. We read it in James chapter 5. Are you sick? What type of sickness? Incurable disease? Or what do you? Or cancer? Or whatever it is that doctor has given you up for. Go home and die. We cannot help. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He heals the broken heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Hear his voice. It's passing through. You that are watching, whether you are laying down or you are sitting or you are enjoying your coffee, it's passing through. Hold on to him. Reach out to him. And you will find him. You will find him. Cry to him. As he hear our lowly cry, he heard, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he turns, and something happened. What type of sickness? Elijah has the same passion as we are. The Bible tells us he prayed. There was no rain. You mean, you know what happened in Deuteronomy chapter 28? Read. Read from 15 to 24. It's a curse. When there is no rain, it's a curse. The Lord cursed the ground because of their sin. And Elijah can go to God and remind God, you said this. Let there be no rain. And God honored it. Even the curse. Because he's a just God. He wants to judge them. And after 3.5 years, Elijah said, yes, Lord, it is time. Let there be rain. Let there be rain. We need rain. The Bible says he prayed again. And God did what? He blessed the land. The land was fruitful. The land was was fruitful. Why did God stop to rain? He is a loving God. Yes. Our God is a just God too. He is loving. He is holy. He is just. It is man that will compromise. No compromise with God. In his justice. That's why we are pleading for mercy. That's why we are pleading for forgiveness. Asking him. That's why we are saying, Lord, the blood of Jesus. We hide under you. Have mercy. Tell us. Our advocate. Plead with the Father for us. Prayer of faith is the prayer that accomplishes what God has promised. He has promised it. Psalm 91. The pastor mentioned that Psalm 91. Immediately the pastor mentioned it, my spirit go, just connect with it. I got home that day. I said, yes. Father, you are my covering. You are my protector. You are my defense. You are my fortress. Wherever I go in peace. I come in peace. Wherever my children, my all that I'm praying for, wherever they are, there will be child of joy.
Yes.
None will be missing.
Yes.
And I'm thanking. And I went out that day. I have to take a bus. And I entered the bus. Everybody was covering there. I sat down. The driver said I must use mask. Okay. I bring it out. I have one. And I use it. And I've been going out and coming back. In peace. In peace. No fear. Once you are afraid, the enemy is, you have been the victim. He has told us, no fear. No fear. No fear. Whenever I don't have any money, no fear. Whenever it's some few days to pay my bill and nothing in the bank, no fear. Lord, you are my source. And he provides. I don't cry about. The Lord is so good. And those whom he promises, whom he covers, are those who know his name. Do you know God's name? Do you know him? Do you have that relationship with him? Do you know him as a father? Or how do you know him? That man? Oh, poor. He is all in all for you. Yes. In him we live.
Yes.
In him we move.
Yes.
In him we have our being.
Yes.
Without him, nothing. We are yesterday. We are yesterday. Those who God protects, whom he delights, whom he takes pleasure in, are those he loves. He too loves. He knows them. So he loves them. When he said, no evil shall befall you. No evil. But once you don't know him, please, He said, I will make a difference in my life with those who fear me and those who do not. And he made that difference with the Israelites. Remember?
Yes.
The land of Goshen and Egypt. He made that difference. When I am his child, oh, he has to make the difference.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
He has to. Because I give him delight. I give him pleasure. Every morning, God, I rababa.
Hallelujah.
I rababa. So, it is all to those whom he promised to cover are those who are acquainted themselves with his word. It's not the word of the pastor only. The Bible, most of us don't read the Bible. We just, as the pastor said, yes, it may be true, it may be another thing, but confirm it. These are those whom he honors. These are those whom he showed his salvation. And we can go to chapter 2, 1 to 10 in 1 Samuel and read about God, Hannah's song, magnifying the Lord, praising the Lord. That I asked this last year. This is him, oh Baba.
Hallelujah.
This is him. Tangible thing.
Yes.
Oh, the Lord will give you a tangible
testimonies
that no eye can deny.
Yes.
None will be able to deny it. Because you have it. That is our confidence. The confidence that overcomes the world, our faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you breathing? Are you in pain this morning? Are you in heart? Nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
With our God. Jesus said, it can be impossible with man, but with God, Jehovah Nissi, who fight our battle, our El Shaddai, who go before us to battle in front of us. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Our Father, we worship you.
Amen.
We thank you. We magnify your name.
Amen.
Is anyone bound? Are they addicted? Are they mourning? Baba, we come to you this morning. We bring such person before you. Our burden bearer, we carry them to you. Touch their heart, O Lord. Touch their soul, their mind. Let there be a turning around in that life, in that family. Let there be turning around Oh Jesus, you said it. Your word has gone out. It will not fall into the ground.
Amen.
And we give you praise, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Word, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. This is a word in season. As we transition from one year to the next, just begin to thank God for the prayers He has answered this year. Many prayers the Lord has answered. Some battles He fought we are not even aware of. Thank God for the victory. There is power in the name of Jesus. We are overcomers. We stand to give God praise and give Him thanks today. He has done great things in our lives. And we thank God for what He's about to do. We thank God for those prayers that are still to be seen. The manifestation of answers that are yet to appear. We are saying, God, I hold on tight. I hold on in 2020. I'm not leaving you. Like Hannah, I hold on until I see the desire of the Lord in my situation. A breakthrough. A tangible manifestation. I release my faith today. Just talk to the Lord for yourself. Say, Lord, don't let this year pass me by. All those things you program and plan and destine, I embrace them today. I receive them today. And I say, let there be a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround in every situation that is contrary to the word of God. For that word of God must be fulfilled even in my life, even in my situation, even in our nation, in our church, in our families. Let the word of God come true today for you in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord and remind the Lord of those things that have caused you pain, like Hannah, that has been a reproach, a shame, an embarrassment, that people have said, where is your God? That there's a taunt by the enemy and he's saying, who are you? You cannot get this. Today, remind the Lord, my faith has found a resting place. No other ground will stand except Jesus. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on for that breakthrough. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Father, we thank you for the death of your Son. Thank you that Jesus has paid the price. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore, all those things, oh God, that have troubled us, every pain, every taunt of the enemy, every mockery of the enemy, every embarrassment brought on by the enemy, Lord, even the prayers that we have cried to you, and it looks like there's been no breakthrough, today we stand as your people. And we thank you, O God. We thank you, even as was said earlier, even for answers that are yet to come. We are people of faith. We believe you. We release our faith right now. We release our faith, O God, and we say, let there be a turnaround in every contrary situation in our lives. Let there be a turnaround and a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We cry out like Hannah did. We cry out, O God. Our cry is not to man. Our cry is not to the government. Our cry is not to anyone. Our cry is to the Most High God, the God of miracles, the God of breakthroughs, the God that is a wonderful counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the one that came at Christmas. You came to set us free. So So Lord, we pray even right now, release your spirit again over this congregation in this room and over those watching on the line. My Father, release your spirit and anything, oh God, that has held us in bondage, everything, oh God, that has brought tears to our eyes, arise, oh God. And let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. We receive answers to breakthroughs. We stand by faith to declare like Elijah, oh God, that those things that be not, we call them that they are in the name of Jesus. For 2 days now, the Lord has been speaking to me. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's the word for Christmas. That's the announcement by the angel to Mary. He says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. The things that are impossible for men, Lord, they are possible for you. So God of possibilities, arise in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let each one here have a testimony. A testimony that people will know that indeed our God is real. Amen. We will come back like Hannah with our answer in our hand. Tangible manifestation that the Lord has done it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And all those things that have pursued us from January to now, those things that have fought us, today we raise the standard of the blood of Jesus against you. We say no more. No more harassment of the enemy. No more mockery of the enemy. No more reproach of the enemy. No more shame of the enemy. No more limitation of the enemy. Let there be a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Father, do it in each life. Do it for the glory of your name. And we will return like Hannah. I said, look what the Lord has done. Blessed be your name, God. Thank you, our Father. We thank you for our mama. We thank you for your faithfulness. Many, oh God, that she started with are no more. But today she's standing strong. She's standing before you to declare your word. We declare, oh God, we stand with our mama. And we say, like Caleb said, give me this mountain. Lord, there are higher mountains that she will overtake in the name of Jesus. For your word says the glory of the latter shall surpass the former. Amen. We declare that greater days are ahead of her. We declare good health upon mama in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. As your days, so shall your strength be. Because you have set your love upon him, he shall deliver you. He will set you on high. He will honor you. Because you have known his name with long life. Long life. Long life will he satisfy you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We speak the blessings of the Lord upon Mama Rachel. Amen. Upon your children. Amen. Upon your children's children. You will come back here again as the years go by. Amen. And you will declare yet the goodness of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Hallelujah. Amen.